This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Supreme Court hearing on Home Minister Rabi Lamichhane's case today. Maoist Center's Standing Committee meeting kicks off. And International Atomic Energy Agency reports explosions near the Ukrainian nuclear power plant occupied by Russian forces. Now, the news in detail. The hearing on the writ against Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lamichhane continues today, after the debate in the constitutional bench of the Supreme Court was not completed on Wednesday. It was put on hold for today. The remaining lawyers from Lamichhane's side and the writ petitioner will be heard on the final hearing in the writ today. Two separate writ petitions filed by Advocate Rabiraj Basawla and another advocate, Yuvaraj Paudil, with Home Minister Lamichhane as the opponent, are being heard simultaneously. The constitutional bench hearing the writ consists of Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, Justices Bishwambar Prasad Threshta, Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada, Dr. Anand Mohan Bhattarai, and Anil Kumar Sinha. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has formed an expert-led panel to seek recommendations to bring about reforms in the country's public transportation system. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, formed the study task force on vehicle pollution, road safety and road accident reduction. Former Secretary Sarat Chandra Paudil is the coordinator of the seven-member task force. The task force is assigned to prepare a report based on its study. The standing committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Center has kicked off at the party's main office at Paris Tada. The meeting will discuss on the brief report on latest contemporary topics presented yesterday by the party chair and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The standing committee meeting today will discuss the latest political situation and the election of the president and the vice president, among other topics. It held discussions on party unification and expansion of party organization yesterday. Yesterday, the party chair Dahal briefed the meeting on the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly, the party's overall situation following the election, and the coalition forged in the course of forming the government and the government's activities. Nepali physicians practicing in the United States of America have commissioned the construction of a health center at Devghat, a holy place in the Chitwan district. The health facility called Devghat Wellness Center has been constructed at Devghat, Bharatpur Metropolitan City 1 in Chitwan district at a cost of Rs. 7 million. The health facility is built with the financial assistance of the Association of Nepali Physicians in America and the coordination of the Gudanidhi Khanal Memorial Trust. Federation of Nepali Journalist, former President Hari Pokharel, who is the coordinator of the Health Center Building Construction Committee, said doctors from Chitwan Medical College, Bharatpur Hospital and other health facilities have been voluntarily examining the patients at the health center. Similarly, medicines are also provided free of cost to the patients. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has reported powerful explosions near Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and renewed calls for a security zone around it. A Russian official quickly dismissed the comments by Rafael Grossi, head of the IAEA, saying the United Nations body had suggested that Moscow could not uphold nuclear safety at the plant. Russian forces seized the Zaporizhzhia plant from Ukraine in early March, soon after invading, and Moscow and Kiev have accused each other of engaging in fighting around the sensitive site. Safety concerns have prompted the IAEA to place experts at all of Ukraine's five nuclear stations. In his statement, the head of the IAEA, Grossi, said he had discussed the proposed nuclear safety zone around the plant with the European Union in Brussels this week and would have new talks with Moscow. The United States has sanctioned a Chinese company for allegedly providing satellite imagery of Ukraine to support the mercenary Wagner Group's combat operations for Russia. Changsha Tianyi Space Science and Technology Research Institute is among 16 entities slapped with the curbs by the Treasury Department. The firm, also known as Space D China, has offices in Beijing and Luxembourg. Wagner supplies Russia with thousands of fighters in the Ukraine war. Under the sanctions, there can be no transfer, payment or export of any property or interest in the United States to the targeted entities. China, a close ally of Russia, has attempted to position itself as a nuclear party with regard to the Ukraine war. It has been criticized by the US and its allies for refusing to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Israel has launched multiple air attacks on the blockaded Gaza Strip a day after Israeli forces killed 9 Palestinians, including an elderly woman, in the Jenin refugee camp, marking one of the deadliest raids in the occupied West Bank by Israel's military in years. Security sources in Gaza told the AFP news agency that there had been 15 strikes in the early hours of today. Witnesses and local media reported that Israeli drones fired 2 missiles at targets in Gaza before fighter jets struck, causing 4 large explosions. The Israeli army said the air attacks on Gaza, one of the most densely populated areas in the world with 2.1 million residents, followed after 2 rockets were fired towards Israel at about midnight. The Israeli air attacks and rocket fire followed Israeli forces killing 9 people during a raid on the Jenin refugee camp. At least 20 people were also injured in what has been described as one of the deadliest days in the occupied West Bank since Israel ramped up raids at the start of 2021. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the province number 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of the western low pressure system as well as the influence of water vapor rich air from Arabian Sea over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 5.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 21.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Supreme Court hearing on Home Minister Ravi Lamin Chane's case today. Maoist Center's Standing Committee meeting kicks off. And International Atomic Energy Agency reports explosions near the Ukrainian nuclear power plant occupied by Russian forces. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.